Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. This is a big weekend for commencement at colleges and universities, but many schools have had to scramble for a commencement speaker because of protests. One recent example is Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts. Christine Lagarde, chief of the International Monetary Fund, withdrew as Smith's commencement speaker after some students and faculty objected. She's just one in a string of commencement speakers who quickly decided not to address graduates after all. Smith College President Kathleen McCartney joins us to talk about this. I'm wondering, can you start with telling us why was Christine Lagarde chosen?
A number of people have been impressed by the work that she has done trying to reform the International Monetary Fund, but also the work she has done previously in her role as finance minister of a G8 economy. So I thought there would be quite a bit of enthusiasm for her, and indeed there has been among many members of the Smith community, just not all.
Well, we should say that the folks who were concerned about Ms. Lagarde speaking at Smith said that the International Monetary Fund, they call it a primary culprit in the failed developmental policies implanted in some of the world's poorest countries. And they say that this action by the IMF has led directly to the strengthening of imperialist and patriarchal systems. That was their concerns. It was an online petition, I believe, signed by about 500 people. What do you say about those concerns?
What I tried to do is use this as a learning opportunity for our community. So one of the things we did as soon as we were aware of the protest was organize a panel where faculty representing different views on the IMF per se, not on Madame Lagarde, but on the IMF, had an open forum where, and it was standing room only. And I hoped that one of the things the protesters would realize is that there were a range of views about the IMF, as there are on most matters.
So what does it mean, then, if, in fact, a small minority of people could, you know, force a commencement speaker to withdraw?
Well, I have to say I'm not sure they forced her to withdraw. I do think they had other choices between acquiescing to the decision and rejecting her as a speaker, but Madame Lagarde could have come. She decided that she didn't want to be a distraction at commencement, although I have to tell you, it's been quite a distraction this week for me and for Smith College.
It didn't really help get rid of the distraction by not
coming.
No,
it did not.
Or you wouldn't be talking to me right now.
That's exactly right. But, I think there's a silver lining to everything. And in this case, I know that, we have a petition that 135 faculty signed yesterday saying they support a letter I sent to the community. They wish Madame Lagarde were speaking. I think it's great that the community is expressing how it feels about it, and I'm sure we'll continue the conversations in the fall. So in the long run, I think this will make Smith stronger. I really do.
But what about the fact that, this happened at Smith. It also happened at Rutgers. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice stepped aside after a protest. Brandeis University canceled a Somali-born activist who has spoken against Islam. I mean, this is happening at other schools as well. Is there something going on here where these protests are actually potentially stifling speakers?
Well, that's one of the things that I worry about, a narrowing of what is considered an acceptable voice on college campuses, because some people think an invitation to speak at commencement is an endorsement of a person's views or of the institution that she or he leads, and that is not necessarily true. I think throughout history, colleges and universities have had controversial commencement speakers, and I am of the opinion that that's a good thing. We're probably at a tipping point, and I think colleges and universities will be forced to have conversations about what is the role of a commencement speaker, who has voice to speak on campuses and in what forums.
But I think you do have to say the awarding of an honorary degree and other things that go along with being a commencement speaker, isn't that in some way somewhat of an endorsement of the person who is speaking to graduates?
By any standard, I think Christine Lagarde is worthy of an honorary degree. I think the same is true of Condoleezza Rice. Obviously, again, reasonable people disagree, but what I'm worried about is that the bar that some groups seem to be setting is so high that virtually no public figure would be able to pass it.
And so it'll be interesting to see who you choose next year.
It really will.
Okay, well, have a good commencement weekend, and thanks very much for being with us.
All right, thank you for having me.
Kathleen McCartney is president of Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts. Ruth Simmons, former president of Brown University, will be delivering the commencement address this year.